Hello and welcome to Wait For Real,
a true crime and paranormal podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Katie.
And we're back for another week. Boop, ba-doop.
Beautiful.
Boop, ba-doop, boop, boop.
That was great.
That is royalty-free music right there.
That's right. Sounds brought to you by Grace.
That sounds like a very radio host thing to say. Oh my gosh, I forgot to tell you this. So I went to the dentist last week.
Yes,
and,
so proud.
Ugh. The dentist is always traumatic. Like, I know Agreed. That their job is to bully you about flossing, but I can only be attacked so much, okay? Right. Flossing is a scam. But I will say, did you know that a water pick does not replace flossing?
No.
Yeah, so if you have a water pick, that's just like an additional thing to do. You still have to floss. So I'm like, why would I buy a water pick?
Yeah, I don't like water picks.
No, it feels like I'm waterboarding myself. Yeah. It's horrible.
I feel like the water goes everywhere. I'm doing this wrong.
It's a mess. So anyways, I'm there. And the dentist, you know, they come in at the end to check your teeth and everything after you get the cleaning. And the dentist was like, you have a very powerful voice. You should be on a show, like a talk show or something. Do you do anything like that? And I was like, I actually have a podcast with my friend. She was like, you guys, like, that's a good podcasting voice. I'm like, thank you. I needed this.
You do have a very good voice.
After they just ripped apart my gums and there was blood everywhere. It felt
blood
like a
streaming
scene.
Down your face.
You're it like, looked thanks. Like a murder scene at the dentist. It was
it's
just
so
my
funny.
Mouth.
I love that. Hopefully
no
they listen.
Cavities, though.
Oh, good.
Represent.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I was honestly shocked.
That's all that matters.
It's because I don't floss.
No, don't listen to her. You should floss your teeth, okay?
Hear me out, though. Let's think about this for a second. What's the point of flossing? Because you're just going to get stuff stuck in, like, no. If you're making space... Things are just going to get back in there.
Grace, listen to me. Do you remember the last time I went to the dentist and I had to have like 6 fillings because yes. I was not flossing my teeth?
Yeah.
All cavities in between my teeth.
Yeah.
Floss your teeth, people, okay? You will not regret it.
I'm going to start a conspiracy theory that flossing is bad for you.
No.
The moon landing's fake. Flossing is bad for you. Grace. Birds aren't real.
Oh, no.
Starting off the week strong, my friends.
That's right, because we're recording on Monday, just 2 days before you guys will hear this.
Yes. Happy belated Easter, if you celebrate.
That's right.
That was yesterday.
Yes.
The big JC.
Something like that.
Something like that.
And the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny got all up in everybody's business.
He did.
When we were kids, did we think the Easter Bunny, like, laid those eggs at night or something?
I never was taught to believe that
that was real. That's what I forgot. I don't know.
I don't know why there are eggs.
I mean, I respect it.
Maybe because...
Do bunnies lay eggs?
No.
I feel so stupid saying that. This is one of those moments where I'm like when I'm editing this, I would probably delete that section. But I'm going to leave it in solely that you guys get to see the true unhinged behavior that is me.
I know. I feel like you do get to... edit
control
out your
the narrative.
Parts, but then mine are still in there. I'm like,
stop,
bitch.
I'm like, Katie just said something unhinged and I leave it in. I'm like, ha ha.
That's the real conspiracy.
It really is. Oh my goodness. Okay, sorry. I already got a sidetrack, but
that's okay.
Are you starting off with true crime news?
I am. Coming out of Pennsylvania for you. I will say,
PA.
There's a lot of shit that goes down in Florida, but Pennsylvania gives us a run for our money.
It really does. Where in Pennsylvania does it say?
We'll
get
yes.
there, I guess.
Lehighton Borough. It's northwest of Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. The other side of the state. We don't talk about them.
Okay. Well, police in Pennsylvania said a man wearing a mask worn in the horror movie Scream used a knife and a chainsaw to kill his next-door neighbor and then watched a movie.
What?
Yep. The alleged killer, identified as Zach Russell Moyer, said he was just trying to scare his neighbor but eventually admitted he killed him instead. Moyer, 30, is charged with one count of criminal homicide in connection to the March 25th slaying of Edward Whitehead Jr., 59. Police said the killing took place at Whitehead's house in Lehighton Borough, about 75 miles northwest of Philadelphia. According to information from troopers and the Lehighton Borough Police Department, on the day of the slaying, officers responded to Whitehead Jr.'s home at about 3:30 p.m. for a report of an assault in progress. Also, let's talk about how insane it is that it was in the middle of the day.
Literally in the middle of the day.
That's even scarier to me. At the scene, police said officers found the victim suffering from life-threatening injuries. He was taken to the hospital where he died. According to a criminal complaint obtained by USA Today, during the attack, the killer wore an all-black costume with a Scream mask. and struck the victim multiple times with a battery-operated chainsaw, then stabbed him in the head with a fixed-blade knife.
What the fuck?
Police from multiple agencies responded to the scene to search for the suspect wearing the mask and outfit. Local video footage led police to Moyer's home, where they found him inside and took him into custody without incident. In the complaint, troopers wrote Moyer believed Whitehead had murdered multiple people, so he went to Whitehead's home armed with the weapons, quote, for the purpose of scaring him.
And then it just turned south.
I guess Moyer, the complaint continues, told detectives he attacked Whitehead, stabbed him in the head, and then returned home to watch a movie.
What type of psychopath does that?
But then troopers also wrote that Moyer had admitted that he planned to kill Whitehead Jr., told his sister he planned to do it, and that after the slaying, he hid the chainsaw in his attic and the knife in a desk drawer at his home. He's currently in the Carbon County Correctional Facility without bond.
What the frick?
Is that nuts?
That's absolutely insane.
So I would think there are a few things going on here.
Okay.
These are my theories. One, psychosis of some kind.
Okay.
However, my thought to go against that is the fact that it was planned.
Yeah, I was going to say it's premeditated.
So
I think he's just a psychopath.
Right. That's really, because, oh gosh, his poor sister. That's scary.
Right? Oh my God, I just watched a thing on TikTok this morning about a psychopath. It was
really?
Like Pierce Morgan did an interview with somebody that was a psychopath. He like killed his little sister and he's going to be out for parole.
I know who you're talking about. When he was a child.
Yeah.
He killed his younger sister.
Yes.
Yeah. And the mom forgave him.
Yes.
Yes. I know that case.
Yeah. That's
he just wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
what he said,
like,
at the time.
Yeah. But if you watch, have you seen the interview? Probably.
I have not.
If you watch the interview, he is, everything about what he says is so calculated and it's horrifying.
Oh, it's scary. And
he's up for parole in 3 years.
Yeah. So remember in like the mid 2000s, like after 2010, I think we've talked about this a few times, they reverse the decision. So if a child commits murder and then goes to jail, they can't be put away for life without the possibility of parole. That's considered unconstitutional. So I think he was originally put away for life.
Yeah. And now then, he has, I think the earliest he can be out is 2027, but if he serves his whole sentence, he'll be out in 2047.
Yeah. Scary.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry. I know I'm off track already. Oh boy.
No, it's okay. That's a fascinating case. We'll eventually cover it, but
it is.
We have a short episode for you guys today. Once again,
oh gosh,
we're covering a current missing persons. This case is kind of happening at the same time, a little bit before Riley's case, who we just covered, and I don't think it got as much publicity, but...
See, this is just like what we were saying, is like, it's so sad whenever we hear, like, I'm glad that we covered Riley. I'm very glad we did, and I'm very glad that, like, there's closure for that case.
Yes, I just want to say we now know, of course,
yes,
that they found Riley. And we will do an update on that case. I'm waiting for the second autopsy to come back.
Okay. Yeah. But I think it's good that you're bringing this one up too, because it's probably one, like you said, it's not getting as much traction as it should.
Right.
So hopefully this helps.
Yeah. I think in the area, a lot of people are involved.
Yeah.
I wish that we could cover every missing persons case. And the truth is that sometimes we don't even hear about them. So if there's ever a case that you think we should cover, feel free to always send it in to us. You can send it to us on Instagram, either our personals or our podcast. But truly the best way to reach us is the email waitforrealpod@gmail.com.
Yes, because Katie watches that.
I do. I check
I
it.
I don't. I'm terrible.
Religiously, but I'm afraid of social media, so.
Social media and us have beef.
That's right. We're working on it.
We need a social media manager. If you guys are looking for some pro bono work, help us.
That's right.
It's all pro bono, though, because we're poor.
Yes.
Tell that to our student loans.
Ugh, rough. We don't talk about that.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready. Let's get into it.
All right. This is the case of Caleb Harris. Caleb Harris is 21 years old and was originally from New Braunfels in Texas and was studying at Texas A&M University in Corpus Christi, that campus.
Okay.
I'm just going to go through the timeline and then we shall discuss. We'll take a brief recess in the middle to show Grace a video.
Okay.
Then we'll come back.
All right.
Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. You're listening to it now, so you know that, but in case people are listening years later, Caleb spent the evening inside his apartment with his two roommates and a high school friend from Colorado. They played video games for over an hour. There are a lot of people involved in this, and I don't have any of their names, so
it's okay.
Stick with me.
Thank you for telling me ahead of time.
You're welcome. Monday, March 4th. So this is technically Monday, March 4th, but it's still that night.
Yeah, so it's like after midnight.
Right. At 12:56 a.m., a doorbell camera catches Caleb and his friend from Colorado and one roommate in the parking lot of the apartment complex playing with a puppy that belonged to one of the roommate's girlfriends.
Okay.
They then return to the apartment.
Okay.
I'm going to pause now so I can show Grace this video.
So Katie just showed me the video, and it's of, like she said, it's Caleb and then the two guys that are with him while they have the puppy out in the parking lot of the apartment complex.
Yes.
And, I mean, it looks pretty normal to me.
Yeah, it's looks very like normal.
Three guys just letting the dog out and then picking the dog up to make sure the dog is, like, back in the grass.
Yep. Shortly after this, it is reported by police that the friend left and the roommate stated he was going to bed.
Okay.
I don't know where the other roommate went. You know how it was originally two roommates? Yeah. I don't know. Caleb told his roommate he was going to order snacks via Uber Eats for his lunch at school later that day.
Okay. I've done that before.
Yes. 2:44 a.m. I do want to say there has been, like every case, a lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
And I'm going with the timeline. I know that this varies from other timelines people may have seen.
Okay.
But I'm going with the timeline that police released on March 28th.
Okay.
And I will say they have told the public that there is more that they know, and they are not disclosing that at
Correct.
This time.
Okay.
So at 2:44 a.m., Caleb sends a Snapchat video to his younger sister that shows Caleb walking the puppy through what appears to be the apartment complex parking lot.
Okay. So similar probably to the location that he was in prior.
Right. 3:03 a.m., Caleb sends another Snapchat to a high school friend in San Antonio, and this was a picture that showed a small bridge over a drainage ditch just a few hundred feet from the entrance of his apartment complex.
Okay, so again, walking the dog.
3:12 a.m., Caleb's cell phone shared its last known location data with the nearest cell phone tower. Again, he's still by the apartment complex.
Okay.
It's now thought that his phone must have died.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Unusual.
My phone doesn't last past 10 p.m., so. Yeah.
3:20 a.m., the Uber Eats driver delivers his food, leaving it outside his door, which was the instruction he provided.
Right. None of us want to talk to our Uber Eats drivers.
No. The following day, the roommate saw the Uber Eats order outside
the
front door and saw that Caleb's truck was still there.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
He also notices that Caleb's wallet and keys are still there. And the roommate then reports Caleb missing around 11 a.m. that day.
Okay. Where's the dog?
Don't know. I assume that the dog came back, but I truly don't know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the searches since have not turned up anything. Police confirmed that this includes no signs of violence, struggle, or indication of a hit-and-run accident nearby.
What the hell?
The roommates, along with the friend in town and the Uber Eats driver, have all been extensively interviewed and ruled out by police. They even came out and said, you know, of course, like, to some extent, you have to wonder, are they involved? Are they involved?
Right.
And they're saying, no, we cleared them. I assume this is also why we don't know their names, to protect their privacy. So,
right.
You know, again, like in the Riley Strain case, we're not going to be speculating on what happened.
Right.
And I do think that police are doing their due diligence.
Okay.
I will say that. Additionally, police went to more than 50 businesses to get surveillance video.
Wow.
And this resulted in them receiving footage from 27 of the businesses. Unfortunately, police reported that it's really hard to see because it was foggy at the time of his disappearance.
Okay.
The search itself has been incredibly extensive, and it included dive and recovery teams and Texas Equisearch, which is a really famous. They were in the Jason Landry case as
okay.
well.
Okay. Okay.
And they've basically been searching this whole time. So by the time that this episode comes out, it will be 1 month tomorrow. So Thursday.
Yeah. 1 month since he went missing.
Yes. The roommates describe Caleb as a homebody and a creature of habit. And the family is hoping that he comes home safe. Quote.
Nope. Go ahead.
I'm out here walking around just thinking about Caleb, looking at all his stuff that he just loves to be around. We just thank y'all very much for all your help and continue searching for Caleb. unquote. That's coming from his dad, Randy Harris.
Okay, so did they say anything about, like, if alcohol was involved?
No, and I don't think that there was.
Yeah.
Now, Caleb Harris is approximately 5'11 and weighs 180 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. The family is offering a reward of $50,000, and a phone line has been set up to monitor tips. That number is 361-826-2950. In addition, the Corpus Christi Police Department is urging anyone with information to help the investigation by calling 361-886-2840 or 361-886-2600. And we'll have all these numbers in the show notes.
Yeah, and we'll also put up whatever the missing poster is and pictures to go along with this.
I also do want to say we will link the Facebook page that was started by a family friend who monitors it.
Okay.
And the two legitimate GoFundMe pages that are attached to the family, because unfortunately...
Nothing makes me more disgusted when...
There are so many... Yep. One, Facebook pages. Oh and my gosh. Fake. And there may be some fake GoFundMe pages out there. But we have the links for both that are legitimate.
Yeah.
Please donate if you can. If you're in Texas, if you saw anything, if you know anything, please contact one of the numbers. It can be anonymous. You can reach out to us too. And we really hope that...
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this.
Him. I know.
He's just up and vanished.
That's the whole thing. Like...
So they didn't find his phone?
No.
So, again, like we said, the phone probably died or could have died.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it's still on him, or they haven't found it.
And there would be really no way to find it, like, unless you happened upon it.
Yeah.
Because it's off.
And I don't know much about Corpus Christi, the area, or anything like that to...
I don't either.
Deduce, like...
I will say, luckily, the phone, I think, was in the father's name, so they were able to pull the records really quick.
Good. Yeah, now I've learned that phone records piss me off.
Yeah. It's just...
I know, we can't speculate on what we think happened or what could have happened.
No, it's just... I mean, it's very bizarre and just...
So sad.
Sad.
Ugh. I really don't like the fact that the Uber Eats food was just sitting there.
Right.
How? Makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to show you a map of where the apartment complex is.
Okay. So Katie just showed me a map of Corpus Christi and where the school is in relation to his apartment. And it's very unfortunate because it's definitely surrounded by water.
Right. It's right next to the bay.
Yeah. Corpus Christi is like literally on the water. So it's very nerve-wracking.
But they do have specific dive and recovery teams that are out there.
Right. And hopefully it's a misunderstanding and he just couldn't call his parents or something. I don't know.
I hope so.
I don't know. I don't know what could have happened. I wish there was more information, but as we hear about it, we will update you guys.
Right.
And like Katie said before, we'll provide all the information and links below in our show notes and then also on our Instagram. If you want to... let us know some comments if you have questions or if you have other stories that are similar to this or any information, please feel free to reach out to us on Instagram. It's at waitforrealpod, P-O-D. We also have our Gmail, which is waitforrealpod@gmail.com. Katie monitors that daily. So we'll get back to you as soon as we can, but we hopefully will come back with better news on this case.
Right. And we'll keep you updated week to week if we hear anything.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man. I really hope we have some good news for folks.
I hope so. And we do have an update coming later this week on another case that we covered last year, and that's Daniel Robinson.
Yes. So there's lots of updates coming out. Hopefully some closure in the near future for some folks.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it just like that. And as always,
go to therapy.
And don't forget to leave the lights on.